This week's Parshas, Parshas Matos, and we are in the thick of the 3 weeks, and where we, from the time of Shiva Sabatamos till Tisha B'Av, we're in a place of where, in a sense, things that should have happened went the other way. So, for example, we should have gotten the Luchos, the Ten Commandments, should have been brought down to us from Moshe. And we would have had it, and our connection to Hashem and our connection to Torah would have been on a very high level. But because of the sin of the Egel, of the golden calf, so the Luchos were broken, they were shattered. And so, in a sense, from there, going into Tisha B'Av, from this whole period is in a way, what could have and what should have happened and what didn't happen. And being in a state of in a certain sense, of mourning or sensing that which is missing, that which is lacking. And in a certain sense, it creates it what we're looking at is a reality that isn't the optimal reality. And that we pine when we talk about wanting Mashiach, which is what we saw from Bilam describing Mashiach, is going towards a more optimal type of reality of existence. So when we start the parasha here, and we talk about, we get right into Nedarim and Nedavos, making a neder, that the Torah is describing for us, you know, here's what the reality is. We have a reality. Comes along a person and says, I am saying that I'm, let's say this thing is a permitted item. This is no longer permitted to me. So what we're taking is we're doing is we're taking a certain basic reality, and through our actions we're changing that reality. And the Torah says this is a real thing, that unless you address it and you're matir the neder, you undo the neder, then this becomes the new reality. So that it in a sense describes a setting or the ability for a human being to be able to change the reality from what it is. And so, in a certain sense, the way it plays into this time of year is that what should have been and how things should be is that the ideal sense is that we should be living in a time of Mashiach where there's a clarity of reality, that God is ultimately underlying everything, and that this whole world is here based on the fact that God wills it to be. And then from there, we mix in our humanity and our, you know, Yetzirah, and what in essence happens is that it affects how we perceive things, and then we act on those new perceptions. You can make a neder. It actually changes the reality. The point being is that we recognize, and the Torah is telling us, the power of the human being, what we can do to what the reality ultimately is, and change it. And so what comes out from that is that we must recognize the fact that there are two ideas that are important here. One is recognizing the power of our ability to impact the world in a way that will change what if there's an underlying reality, it can change how we interact or interface with that, to the point of where it, at least for a temporary period, it changes, and we end up entering into a different reality. So therefore, if we're looking at this period of time where we sense that things are not the way they should be, things could be this way but they're not, what got us here is how we perceive things. So, for example, the idea of how we reacted to Moshe coming down late from the mountain, and then we reacted in a certain way. And so too, when it came to the sin of the Meraglim, when they went around Eretz Yisrael and they looked at things and came back with a certain negative report, it's because of the way they looked at things. So that what in essence is playing out here is the fact that how we perceive things and how we then react to those things makes a major impact on what the reality is, at least in the short term. And when I say short term, it could be for hundreds, if not thousands of years, but the long term is that this is not what it should be. And so we recognize that as we are in this period of time, from a practical, personal perspective, we need to recognize the power of how we perceive and how we react to those perceptions of what is the real, you know, what is reality, and so therefore we need to take into account that the power of our perception, the power of how we react to those, to that perception, and then in turn realize that therefore we can, if we feel that this is not the ideal setting, so then we need to understand that we can make changes that can therefore impact in a positive way. Wishing everybody a wonderful Shabbos.